for the midterm elections. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. The candidates are out campaigning, and political leaders from both sides of the aisle are helping out. Former President Trump will rally Florida Republicans just days before the midterms, while former President Barack Obama is in Michigan today, where incumbent Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer is facing former businesswoman and conservative commentator Tudor Dixon in next month's election.
This race getting a lot more attention because these polls have showed that Whitmer's lead has slipped in recent weeks. Whitmer won her last race in 2018 by roughly 10 points. This time around, the challenge from Republican Tudor Dixon making this race a bit closer. Michigan voters are weighing a number of different issues, from the economy to crime. Governor Whitmer has certainly faced a lot of questions about public safety in Michigan. A recent FBI report that showed crime is on the rise in the state, like so many other states.
Fox's Mark Meredith. Meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul Pelosi, is recovering from surgery after he was attacked in his home in San Francisco.
Paul Pelosi suffered a fracture to his skull and serious injuries to his right arm and his hand. Fortunately, he is expected to make a full recovery. He underwent a successful surgery yesterday, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi arrived at the hospital yesterday to make a visit. Their family says they are grateful for all of the support that they have received. As for the suspect in this case, police say 42-year-old David DePepe broke into the Pelosi's home in this upscale San Francisco neighborhood shortly before 2:30 a.m. yesterday morning. A family member who was traveling with the House Speaker yesterday says the suspect was trying to tie Paul Pelosi up until the House Speaker got home.
Fox's Christina Coleman. Plus, at least 146 people were killed and 100 more were injured during Halloween festivities in the South Korean capital of Seoul. Officials say people were crushed to death when a large crowd began pushing forward on a narrow street. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An Indiana man has been arrested in connection with a murder investigation from 2017.
14-year-old Libby German and 13-year-old Abigail Williams vanished February 13th of 2017, and they were last seen being dropped off by Libby's sister at a popular hiking trail in the small Indiana town and never seen alive again. The girls' bodies were found the next day around noon. Multiple reports indicate Indianapolis police have a man in custody in connection to their murders. Sources say 50-year-old Richard Allen was booked into the Carroll County Jail, but was moved to state facilities for his protection. Now, Allen's connection to the girls does remain unclear at this point.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Meanwhile, New York Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin is taking the issue of crime seriously during his campaign for governor. On Covuto Live, Zeldin talks about what voters want to see in terms of lowering crime rates.
They don't want to be told that it's just a perception. What they want is boldness and courage, understanding that this can happen to anyone. Whether it's for them, it can happen to other people in their lives. They want to see DAs enforcing the law. They want law enforcement to be supported, and they want to roll back pro-criminal laws like cashless bail.
Zeldin is running to unseat New York Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul. Her plan to fight crime includes targeting illegal guns. And it's every parent's worst nightmare. A school bus driver in D.C. is charged with DWI.
Police in Fairfax County, Virginia, say the driver for a D.C. elementary school drove his bus into a ditch on a field trip. The bus was carrying nearly 50 children and adults. 9 kids were treated for minor injuries at the scene. The 48-year-old from Maryland was charged after police say he failed a field sobriety test and had a blood alcohol content well above the legal limit. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Officers also said they found a combined 18 safety violations on the two buses carrying children to the field trip and that none of the operators were properly licensed to operate a school bus. I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.